Something amazing happened to me when I was shopping at Total Wine & More the other day. Not only did I find a new favorite vodka, but I also found the perfect gifts for everyone on my list thanks to Dave, one of their super helpful guides. I'll definitely be visiting my Total Wine & More again soon so I can pick up more great bottles for my holiday party, and all at the lowest price. This holiday, you'll love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rich Eisen Show.
Right now.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You look at the 49ers schedule from here on out, and they have the Seattle Seahawks coming up. They win that thing, and this thing's a wrap, and the Brock Purdy legend grows.
Touchdown! San Francisco!
Earlier on the show, Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson, ESPN NFL analyst Louis Riddick. Coming up, Chargers running back Austin Eckler. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers is going to be joining us in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, in Qatar, Argentina and Croatia just started touching the soccer ball for the right to play for the fake trophy that's in between Brockman and Del Tufo on the Rich Eisen Show set. I just love how many guests we have coming here saying, you don't have the World Cup trophy here, do you? And I'm like, no, we don't. It's right over there, right next to Al Michaels' book.
Watch Hernan Gomez. Like, he thought it was the real World Cup trophy.
Didn't he? First, but
he did.
Made a beeline for it when he came in.
He's like, "Oh, you guys have that." We're like, "No, we got it."
Yeah, me
on
and
Amazon.
Brockman and TJ won it. You know,
if it was real, we have placed it amongst two of our most sacred items here on the Rich Eisen Show set, which is Al Michaels' signed copy of "You Can't Make This Up," his memoir, and the autograph, Steve Austin, piggy bank,
yeah.
So you put, a coin in Steve Austin's head? Where does the coin go?
Yeah. So in the back of his head, there's a little slot for some coins, and it talks. Hold on a second.
Hold on. There we go. Hold on. You got it. Reach Let's across. Go. There it is.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Okay. Because Stone Cold said so.
Yeah.
Very good. And he signed the top of his head as well, right? That's where we keep. At any rate, that's our World Cup coverage of Argentina versus Croatia, right there. And Mike Del Tufo,
don't worry.
It's probably right as soon as we hang up the phone with Austin Eckler is when you're going to have to start figuring out what the stoppage time for the first half is going to be. Because as you know, we here on the Rich Eisen Show, this is the one aspect of international soccer or just soccer in general we just don't understand is that we as fans. We'll just have to be in the dark, and the players on the field and the coaches on the sideline, they're just going to have to be in the dark to know exactly how much time is left.
Just run to the whistle blows.
Like, honestly, like last night, Damian Lillard in his 11 threes in the third quarter last night for your team against mine in fantasy. You have a big lead after just one game, one night this week.
Don't worry, I don't have a full team the rest of the week.
Well, as you know, but whatever. But I'm just saying, is that if Damian Lillard was in, if the whole concept of soccer timekeeping was in the NBA and he took a three and he points to his wrist, we'd say we think it's Dame time. There could be more time left. We think you're in Dame time.
How much
time is left? That's the Dame time at wrist tap is like, is the game closed over or it's not? Yeah, I just don't get it.
You know why else we know that's not real, Rich?
Why?
You know how much the World Cup trophy is estimated to be worth?
No.
Oh, no. What?
You guys don't know this?
No.
Okay. Real quick.
No, go on. Take your time.
The Lombardi trophy.
Austin Geico's not calling in for another 15 minutes.
$2,000 estimated.
The Lombardi trophy?
The Larry O'B. Hold on a minute.
Wait, that can't be right.
Wait a minute.
Before you continue,
if anybody's ever purchased anything in Tiffany's, okay. Mm-hmm. Or Tiffany, is it right?
It's Tiffany. Tiffany. Walk right? in the Tiffany's for $2,000.
I mean,
like through the door. I'm just telling
you what it says.
There's no way the Lombardi trophy is like the amount of a
maybe
really
the one
nice
that Gronk dented.
pendant you can get in Tiffany.
Oh, wait.
Okay, but continue
TJ's
on.
TJ's correct.
It says it's about 10 grand.
10 grand.
13,500 for the TJ's Larry
right.
O.B.
Okay.
18,006 for the World Series trophy.
What?
23,000 for Lord Stanley's Cup.
Hell of a piece of metal.
The FIFA World Cup trophy, estimated value, $20 million. Make me understand how that's possible.
It's gold. That's why. It's solid gold.
$20 million.
It's solid gold.
Dude, what website is this? I need to know.
I've seen it on. This is the third one I've seen now.
Because you've done multiple research. I saw cross-checked.
I saw it on Twitter yesterday when I was posting something on for the show.
Most expensive.
Now I'm seeing this.
Man,
yeah. By the way, guys, it's made of 31,000 carats of 18-karat gold.
Well, I got that thing for like $15. So
yeah. It looks just as nice.
It looks just as good. Yeah. You'd never know.
It fooled Hernan Gomez when he came on the program.
Yeah. I mean, he literally just was, it was like a magnet. He went right to it.
By the way, I've seen this everywhere.
By the way,
What'd you say?
$20
million.
$20 million. I've seen it everywhere, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
TJ, I am sorry about the Lombardi, too. You're dead on.
By the way, I'd flop for that. Right. Carry me off
now
on a
stretcher
for that.
Now you see everybody's crying when their team loses.
That's right. Wow. That's not the third. Jeez.
You got to each get a mini one?
So at the current...
It sounds appropriate.
Yeah. Like
so at the current price of gold, it's worth about $250,000, but because of sports memorabilia you can get
$20
million.
Thank you for that. Precious metal.
Yeah.
Very good. Precious metal versus a piece of metal in Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball, just a piece of metal.
So let's talk about the New England Patriots who would currently visit the Kansas City Chiefs to start the playoffs.
Yeah, we would get our
game.
How do we score enough points to keep up with that team?
Because
with our dink and dunk and quick passing game.
First of all, how do you like my Wolverine rushing the passer for you? How do you like him?
I mean, I
how do you like what he's become?
I love our defense.
I asked you a specific question.
It's not about Michigan.
It absolutely is.
It's not. It's about
Matthew Judon said, "I told you I wasn't our best pass rusher."
It's about the way he's developed since going to the Patriots.
Say his name. Go ahead. Say his name.
Josh Uche.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Say my name.
Let me tell you, man. It's unbelievable. You know, the Patriots offense. Looking the way that it is, that this team is 7-6 right now.
Our dude who scored 2 touchdowns last night, never heard of him before last night's game. Didn't even know who he was. They're like, Harris. I'm like, Damian Harris is back? I thought he was hurt.
Yeah.
Nope. Some other guy named Harris.
Yeah. Your 6th-round draft choice out of South Carolina. There we go. Congratulations. You got him going on.
Thanks.
But,
I mean, Devontae Parker goes down. Ramondre Stevenson goes down.
I don't know how many.
No Jacoby Myers.
Let me ask you this question. Is there a line, like next week, New England's at the Raiders?
Yeah.
So Vegas sets a line on everything, right?
Yep.
Although it could be off the board because it's involving their home team. But anyway, I don't know these things anyway. So I ask you, can you set a line on the number of times Mac Jones will be caught on camera cursing out somebody on the sideline that may or may not be Matt Patricia?
I'll take over.
Honestly, it seems like this is now part and parcel of every game. Like yesterday, you were at the Clipper game. They caught him waving at the sideline, and like where he waved, and his play call sheet cover just flapped in the air as he was barking at someone like enough, like stop talking or I got this. I don't know how to interpret it, but he's got the red ass in him, Mac Jones,
yeah,
and he is not happy with the way things are being adjudicated, run, called, or it just seems without a doubt, and I'm sure Belichick loves his moxie and loves his fire and loves all of that stuff, and maybe, I don't know how they're handling it, but they come out with the win. Their defense turns them over and scores, awesome. And...
What, 6 sacks and a touchdown.
And of course, they face Kyler Murray for 3 snaps, and I mean, and DeAndre Hopkins handles a ball with the loaf of bread, and the Patriots slap it out and walk in the end zone with it.
Yep.
And smoke, mirrors, anger, steam, whatever you want to use, they're your 7th seed right now. And Mac Jones and this offense are. Like, at times it feels like oil and water. And Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals, made a lot of eyebrows raised because he talked about the elephant in the room when on Friday he said that this offense looked like it was being called by a defensive coordinator. You would know. He's a defensive coordinator, and defensive coordinators are risk averse. They want you to be smart with the football, and they want you to be careful with the football, and they'll take a shot here or there. They hit Hunter Henry on a couple seams last night.
Yep.
But other than that, I mean, they're not going to try and take the top off the defense. They're just going to hold on to it, and put some points on the board and make you make the mistake and take those points and keep piling them up on each other and beat you. And I'll tell you what, it's frustrating to watch. I'm not sitting there with you. I am sitting next to an 11-year-old Patriot fan watching this game. Cooper Eisen is a diehard Patriot fan. Susie won that battle in the house, and it really wasn't much of a battle when Tom Brady's winning championships and my Jets are like hiring Adam Gase. And, you know, here I am telling children in the house, no, you know, you need to be with me on this one. And, you know, that would be, I think it's against the penal code somewhere in certain states. To
misery loves company, though.
But at any rate, he is a diehard Patriot fan. And at one point, I almost recorded it. He hates it when I take out the phone because it's adorable, but it's also, you know, out of the mouths of babe. Third quarter last night, I'm done with halftime of Westwood 1 Monday Night Football.
Great job. I was listening to halftime while we were driving to the game.
Thank you for sounding surprised.
Very smooth.
Thank you. How do I take that compliment? Does that sound like, hey, great job? Like, you know,
it was like you've been doing it for years, but you haven't. It was really good job.
Thank you. At any rate, I come out of the office, right? I come back and I'm back in the.
Did I hear a dog bark at one point?
No, you didn't. All stop right. it.
Maybe that was Ian.
That was Ian. Yes, at halftime he called in because you know, I mean, he had some fresh news about Kyler Murray. At any rate, I go back and he's watching the game, and Cooper goes, "Oh my God." Another screen pass. Yeah. I swear to God, he said that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was me yelling at the radio, too.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
He's even seeing that they're throwing behind the sticks or they're not throwing past the marker, line the game, the words of even he's seeing it.
It's really tough to watch.
And it's just really frustrating. Based on what we saw last year with Mac Jones, we're not advancing. The only thing that's, you know, advancing is his lack of patience. Like, he's barking on the sideline, which I guess is great to see. He's taking ownership of it. But all you hear from people who watch tape and know him is that his special ability is to quickly digest what's happening pre-snap. And you'd think that would allow a risk to be taken because he knows where somebody's going or he knows what's happening. Maybe we're not seeing the full picture of him with him and this team. It's just unbelievable. And yeah, man, like if you're going to take on a team like the Chiefs, you're not equipped to beat that team in the playoffs right now. I mean, unless you totally confuse him,
offensively.
You get three turnovers like the Broncos did, maybe you can do it. I don't know.
The defense would have to really have a day for us to kind of even stay on the field with Kansas City, keep it within a score, 10 points.
You know, and so
are we okay with Mac Jones at this point in his career, like yelling and screaming and cursing at a coach?
You know what?
Absolutely.
I personally don't care,
absolutely.
But I just know that this will always be someone's going to say, like, so I just wondered how you guys.
I think it's fine when it's at Matt Patricia because everyone knows he stinks.
Well, look, it doesn't help. It doesn't help, okay, to see a second-year quarterback barking at somebody who we are assuming it is him. But just because I know this guy across the way and I am married to a fellow masshole, okay, and I know the area very well and having grown up around a ton of New Englanders, I think New England sports fans love his fire, and certainly if you're assuming where he's directing it, and the person who you would like to have fire in that direction.
Yeah.
I think fans kind of dig it. The question is, what about the coaching staff and the locker room? And so I think that's what's behind the question posed to Bill Belichick.
Oh.
That leads to this Bill Belichick press conference moment, asked about whether what that victory on Monday night did for morale.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
Obviously, it's a important win standings-wise, but maybe in terms of morale, how helpful might this be for the entire team?
It's always good to win. That's what we practice for.
It's what we practice for.
It's always good to win.
It's always good to win.
That's what we practice for. Yeah, let me take you inside
the
locker room.
Practice to win the game, Chris.
Let me take you behind the scenes of all the conversations that are playing out during that two-game losing streak.
Unbelievable.
And Mac Jones barking on the sidelines at somebody.
So good.
Treating an individual like Tom Brady treats a tablet. So, well, that's a big win.
What's wrong with you?
Next up, next up, there's a win up for grabs. And it's Belichick and the Patriots and Patricia taking on a guy who used to coordinate and had Mac Jones looking a hell of a lot better than right now, and the offense looking a lot better. Josh McDaniels coming off of maybe his worst loss of the season, and the Raiders, as we all know, have a lot of candidates for worst loss of the season for them. This is up for grabs. That's a big one, and they better come up with that win, because Joe Burrow walks in on Christmas Eve and Tua walks in on New Year's Day, and then they go visit Buffalo in the final week of the season, where the one seed, we are assuming, will be on the line for the Buffalo Bills, or the two seed. Gonna get tougher. And I spoke to David Andrews. I don't know if you heard that portion of, or if you only heard halftime. I spoke to him in the pregame show. Just in case you're wondering, it was as smooth and good.
It was? Oh, good. Nice.
As you were impressed by my halftime.
I was really impressed by
Thank you.
Not long enough, though. Great. You only got like 5 minutes.
It's called halftime.
It's not a college football.
So
halftime.
I spoke to David Andrews. They're staying out at the University of Arizona. Jed Fish, former Patriot assistant. Staffer?
Future head coach, I think.
Jed Fish saying to Bill, you come here. You can practice here. You don't have to go fly home. I asked David Andrews if the alternative was Belichick getting Blue Man Group tickets for everybody.
What did he say?
I don't think he was going to follow up on that. Yeah.
No, I'm more of a Jabberwockies guy.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So, yeah. Jed Fish is like, yeah, why don't you stay here? You don't have to have the team in Las Vegas for an entire week, and that's a good idea. And Bill's like, sold, because they need to focus on practice, because as we've just heard, they practice so they can win. And that's our coverage of the Patriots Monday night win in Arizona. Let us take a break. When we come back, Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers will join us. Mike Del Tufo expertly taking us to break while also keeping an eye on the stoppage time accruing in the first half of a scoreless World Cup semifinal. What's Right with Nick Wright is a rapidly growing podcast from the Fox Sports Podcast Network. You may know Nick Wright from co-hosting FS1's First Things First. This podcast gives Nick a chance to develop, deep dive, and defend his sharpest opinions. During the show, Nick faces off against a ticking clock, a team of producers, and even his own family to try and get his points across. New episodes drop Monday, Thursday, and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. What a big time win. As I said yesterday, biggest win, most impressive win, Week 14, Los Angeles Chargers. Dolphins coming in, expecting maybe to get a bounce-back game. They're indoors mostly. I know there's a canopy on it, but it's basically an indoor game. Here comes Tua. Here comes Hill. Here comes Waddle. So on and so forth. And the Chargers minus six defensive starters put it to them on that side of the ball. And then Herbert looked terrific. They had a full complement of receivers on that Sunday night. And it put them in the moment in the seventh seed. Patriots have now since supplanted him. So let's talk about this with the man who put him in the end zone on fourth and short. Got it done and continues to get it done from the running back position. On the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line from the victorious Los Angeles Chargers, Austin Eckler back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Austin?
I'm doing well, Rich. Thanks for having me on, man.
Let's jump right into this, Austin. What is it like when it's fourth and goal from the one and you hear the number 30 called in the huddle and you break it? And what's going through your mind like that moment on Sunday night, Austin?
Yeah. You know, when you're in the flow of the game, so to speak, you really get really hyper-focused on playing the game and your fundamentals and what you practice and things like that. So, you know, the crowd's going crazy. There's time that, you know, between going up and getting up to the line, it all kind of just slows down, so to speak, and you really just focus on, okay, my steps, where I'm going, my aiming points, all of those things. And really the crowd is kind of not even existing in my mind at the moment. And it's just really, really a surreal feeling that you can't really simulate anywhere else. Especially, you know, we had that on the goal line right before the half. And it's like, all right, fourth and one, we're calling, you know, basically running off tackle to the left, right? And I'm like, okay, this is it. This is for us to basically get a two-score lead going into half, which is obviously big, and then get the ball back coming out. So it's a pretty special moment.
Well, what about now, looking back on it, certainly knowing your quarterback, how talented he is, and you've got Mike Williams back at it now, and same thing with Keenan Allen. The number of options that the Chargers and Joe Lombardi can pick are too many to mention, even though I just named a few, and they choose you. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, it's a big honor. You know, it's something that I've been building up over the years to basically try to instill trust in, you know, my offense and in our coaching staff, and it's taken a long time, but I feel like I've built that over the years. And so, you know, Coach Staley said that, you know, that fourth and one was a no-brainer. We were going for it. And then, you know, for Joe to call up my number in the goal line package, which has been a thing with me in the past. Like, is Austin going to get the goal line reps or not, right? But sure enough, number 30's out there, and we were able to get it done. And so, you know, I think it just goes to show that I'm continuing to build trust in my team and my coaches.
So for those who may not know, where does the guitar celebration come from? What is that?
Looking at my guitar right now, actually. I've been learning the guitar, so now I got a few little riffs out there that I've been working on. And, man, it really is that feeling of just being a rock star, I feel like, on stage when you're in the end zone. You know, it's a special feeling. Everyone's going crazy. There's good feelings going through, you know, your entire team. And I feel like that's the same feeling of rocking out on stage during your favorite song in front of, you know, thousands of people. And so that's why I hit the guitar in the end zone, because I feel like it's that same energy.
Well, it seems, Austin, that having that game placed in front of the whole country and everybody seeing what this offense can look like when everybody from you, again, and Herbert, and I just mentioned the two receivers who are out there, the two, you know, that Mike Williams and Allen, and we also know the other guys who catch the football on your team. To see you all healthy like that, as one, that it just kind of felt different on Sunday night, taking care of the Dolphins from your end of things. What about you? How did that feel to you, that win?
Yeah, you know, when we have all of our playmakers available for Justin to throw the ball to, it takes a big lift off of, you know, putting a lot of emphasis into, hey, we have to have success in the run game. Or Austin, you know what, you're going to have to carry us. Like, having these guys that have made plays for us consistently over the past, and having them out there makes a huge difference. And you were able to see that last night. You know, some huge catches from Mike Williams and Keenan both out there. And then we had Corey Linsley back, our center, who was out last week. That all of that makes a massive difference in just how we're able to operate and elevates our play of consistency and big playmaking ability, which is what the NFL is about. It's about making plays consistently. And when you lose those guys, you lose some of our consistency. And so having them back is definitely going to be advantageous for us making this playoff run to end the season here.
Austin Eckler here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh off another touchdown and another big game for the Chargers with a big W on Sunday Night Football. What's your relationship with LaDainian LT like, Austin?
Man, so me and LT, we've crossed paths many times over the past few years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as he's transitioned more into, you know, the community phase of his life and, you know, continuing to build things outside of football, we'll come across each other's paths in a community event here and there. But that's pretty much the extent of it. It's been really just based off of the organization keeping him around, which has obviously, you know, been where I've been. So we've crossed paths there. But anytime I get a chance to just sit and chat with him, it's always a good time to catch up because I know he's doing some amazing things. And, you know, obviously he's in the reporting, and now he's, you know, the student sideline reporting. So I'll chat with him in interviews every once in a while.
So, yeah, I know, because they were talking about him on Sunday night, him being there, and how, you know, you are scoring touchdowns at a clip similar in many ways to when he was there starting out, too. And I'm wondering what you think of when you hear stuff like that. Awesome.
I mean, this guy scored like 28 touchdowns this season, so I got some bigger shoes to continue to fill. But you know what? I'm doing my best. You know, my career is not over, so maybe we'll hit a 28er. But right now, just taking it one season at a time.
I like it. Austin Eckler here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what about the rest of this season and how you guys can finish? What is the conversation that you are having? Obviously, the division might be too tall an order. The Chiefs are right there on the verge of clinching it. Yeah. But what about from here on out, Austin?
You know, we've been in a lot of tough games this year that haven't been like, oh, dominant wins. But we've really battled at every single game we've been against. Regardless of who it is, which could be seen as a good or bad thing, depending on if it's like your team, this is the team that has the worst record. But if you really understand the NFL, you realize that records really don't mean anything. And so what it comes down to for us and what I'm looking forward to us, you know, in the end of the season here is getting some of our playmakers back as we saw last game. And then just continuing to have consistency within those guys. Because if we're able to do that, if we're able to keep guys healthy, we'll have a much better shot of, you know, carrying our own spot. Right now we control our destiny, and it comes down to us winning all of our games. You know, I feel like we're in the playoff position right now where it's like, hey, we got to continue to win out, and I believe we can do that. It starts one at a time, absolutely, in this league. And if we, like I said, if we have our playmakers healthy, guess what? We're going to have a great shot, and I'm liking our odds.
What's your favorite Herbert story? Give me your best one, Austin Eckler.
Favorite
Justin Herbert story. Yes, sir. You got one for me?
Wow. On the spot.
No, whether it shows off who he is or how incredible an athlete he is or how chill he is. I'm giving you a little bit of time to think about it. Go through your mental Rolodex here for the story. You got a good one for him?
Yeah, I think this one really stands out to me. And it goes down to his composure and the way he is consistent. And I think the biggest display of that was our last game, which I'll never forget, of 2021 mm-hmm. against the Raiders. And we went on this drive to send it into overtime and converted on like 6 fourth downs in a row. And this man was not going to be stopped. Like he was going to give us an opportunity to go make plays. The guys that got the opportunities went down and made those plays, and he was just making it happen. And so that we've seen that, like we saw that a little bit in that third, our last drive to go get that field goal to go up by 2 scores. Like that is Justin Herbert. That's what's going to make him special. He's going to give you a chance.
So did he say anything in the huddles at any of?
No. See,
nothing.
See, this man, he's not a big talker. He's gonna get the boys rallied on the sideline. You know, he'll be saying, you know, just the cliche, like, hey, boys, let's go. Get it going, right? Keep us up. Keep us alert. But he's just going to go out there and play. That's what he wants to do. He wants to go out there and play. And so guess what we do? We go out there and play, and we know he's going to give us a chance. That's how he is. We know that's his personality. So when he's in that mode, like, okay, yep. This is what we expect.
Now, I know you just mentioned going for it on fourth downs in the last game of last season. Obviously, that was out of necessity. Your head coach goes on for it on a lot of fourth downs. You're a video game guy. Do you think sometimes Brandon Staley is calling a game like it's a video game? You ever think about that?
Like it's a video game. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't really play Madden at all. I don't know if you're going for a lot of Madden or something.
Oh, okay. So what is your video game? Again, I'm not on Twitch. I don't do that.
So I don't play really any video games on Twitch anymore. I have like a game show on there now. Made a kind of a transformation of my community engagement on Twitch.
And okay.
It's more so in a different realm. But does he go for it? Look, for me, it's like... It's a risk reward, you know, and it's like, you know, you can be conservative, you can be aggressive, and you get to decide. And as a head coach, guess what? That's on your shoulders. And if you trust your players, which I hope he does, you know, he can be aggressive. That doesn't mean you have to be aggressive if you trust your players. But he is, and that's the way he wants to play, and that's the way he wants to coach his team and make the decisions. And so that's up for him. For me, I don't care what he wants to do. Because whatever he calls, if my number's out there, I just need to make sure I'm in a position where I can do the best for him and have his back.
But do you ever, in a huddle, go, damn, are we really going for it here? Like, do you have that?
Never.
Never.
Never. If we're going, we went for it on 4th and 9 at the beginning of last year one time, and I'm like, yeah, let's freaking go. like, I'm on the field. We got to do it. Like, I have no choice. Like, he gets paid to coach. I get paid to go out there and execute. I really don't have an opinion on, you know, the fourth down calls and things like that. And if I did, guess what? It really doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, Austin Eckler, so what are you doing video game-wise? Anything else you want to talk about? What you're up to these days? What are you up to off the field?
What I've really been up to is I've been developing an app for the past year and a half, and that kind of stems from my Gridiron Gaming Group company that I had. Basically, I was able to help a lot of different athletes and influencers build on top of their brand and leverage ourselves.
Yep.
And it was only in the gaming space, but I've basically backed up and repositioned where we can help anyone that has a community. And that's this app I've been working on. It's called Experience, spelled E-K-S instead of E-X.
Okay.
P. And so I've been working on that. And basically what it is it's a way for people to engage in more meaningful ways. Like you can get things signed from people. You can have engagements on social media, video chats, gaming, item stores. Like basically an influential person can go on there, set up an account, and offer customized offerings to their community that they can go and engage on.
Okay. I knew there was you're always a fascinating guy to talk to. Either you're always got something going on, I figured I'd ask you. And I love that it starts with an EK, you know, experience.
Yeah,
I like well, you could do that. You could do a lot with that, with the taking out the EX and put in the EK.
Like
excellent, right? You're an excellent scorer.
Excellent.
Yes. Right. Okay. I'm trying to think what else. This is what, you know.
Extension.
I like it. Yeah, contract extension. How about that? You could throw that out there.
I like that one. I like that one.
I bet you do. Yeah, we're trying to help. And I always try to help, and especially, you know, having you on, and I appreciate you coming on. It's very rare that I speak directly to somebody so close to that individual being the specific one to beat me in fantasy for the week, which your touchdown on 4th and 1 did. Might have actually cost me a spot in the playoffs, Austin, but...
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Hey, you know, that's how it goes, man.
I know.
That's how it goes.
It is how it goes, but it's testing my professional fortitude right now. But you're such a great guy to talk to. I don't particularly.
Well, look, you better make sure you pick me up next year then.
I will do that. I will just say that this has been an excellent conversation, and fascinating to chat with you after such a big win. Because like I said, it does feel like this is something you can build off of. And this team was, I think, in search of something for that over the last 4 to 6 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we have been. We have been very much so. I couldn't have said it any better.
And with possibly an opportunity to see Kansas City one more time. Do you guys even openly discuss that sort of thing, or no?
Yeah, you know, that's been something Coach Daly said before the season. Like, you're going to have to beat this team 3 times. Or you're going to see them at least 3 times, you know, and you got to beat them, you know, one of those. To continue your season, so
that's right.
Yeah, we're ready for that.
All right, and your next opponent is a team that is in desperate need of a win. You and Derrick Henry, could you guys be? You know, that would be a heck of a night, right? If you outrun and outscore Derrick Henry, you know,
it's going to be. That's going to be the challenge. you know, outrun. I don't know, you know, that's my game compared to his. Mm-hmm. He's definitely going to, you know, be, I feel like, in that category over the season as it goes. But, you know, I'm going to try to be efficient if whether I'm catching the ball or running the ball.
Come on now. You've got a stiff arm in you, don't you, Austin? You've
got a stiff arm. But it's about a foot shorter than his.
Well, I look forward to that game, Austin. Thanks for the time right here, and look for more of my phone calls, and congrats on everything that's going on with you in your life, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
You got it. That's Austin Eckler, who beat the Dolphins and my fantasy team in the same week, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And when you open a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, which just brought you that interview with Austin Eckler, you're opening more than just doors. You are unlocking potential, the potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, steer your own success, blaze your own trail, because each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal that you set to help you follow your passions and reawaken that spirit of adventure and check all those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences right off your bucket list. When you own a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you can live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they'll take you. And with 16 body types, your choice of a gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize, now available in all-wheel drive, the Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help you drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So now's the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. And I just got to tell you, man, I mean, what a rough fantasy week. I interview the guy whose touchdown, you know, beat me this past week. I now need help to get in the playoffs next week. I need help. I need to win and get help.
Help you need.
And then I find out, well, at least I'm in one fantasy league playoff. No, you're not. The team that's two games worse than you gets in because they outpointed you.
Hey, it bees like that sometimes.
Makes sense. All of it makes sense. And then, I for me to hold my professionalism in like that, only surpassed by the professionalism of everyone here, that during that interview, Messi comes up with the penalty kick to go up 1-0, and then as I was saying goodbye to Austin Eckler, a set-piece corner by Croatia, countered by, who is that individual who ran the entire length of the field and put the ball in the back of the net? Do we know who that Argentine was? Because, I mean, what is the length of a foot of a soccer pitch? Is
like it 110 yards?
Yeah, I mean, that was basically it was
a little like longer than a football that
dude
field.
That dude just ran 80 yards.
And Julian Alvarez.
Holy cow. Ran it himself, didn't give it up. He had an ability to give it up, but he just ran straight. He went right down the middle. He went right down the middle.
We didn't react.
Unbelievable. Didn't react. Very impressive.
But I'm getting ready for the stoppage time coming up. Well, we got about 4 minutes.
Well, when we come back, it's about the length. The rest of the time in the first half is how much time we are about to take for a break. What's your guess for stoppage time?
I gotta wait.
You can't wait.
You gotta guess now.
No,
you gotta guess now.
Guess now, and when we come back, we'll see how accurate you are. Rich Eisen Show stoppage time expert.
5 minutes.
5 minutes, because there's enough time to set up for a penalty kick after the other goal was scored. You'll say
plus five.
Five-ish Finkel? Five-ish?
We're five-ish. You may get near six.
Okay, thank you.
It may be like a six.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll check on Mike Del Tufo's work and take your phone calls and set up the rest of the week here on The Rich Eisen Show. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One. Ian Rappaport reporting what we all knew, we all feared. It's an ACL for Kyler Murray. He's out for the season. Jeez. Oh, my goodness gracious. So it's one of those sports stories where you're expecting something and something happens similar and allows us folks to say, well, the Dallas Cowboys did sign a free agent wide receiver.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this to tell you who it is. Right. Well, could it be Odell? Is it Odell? Well, it's not a guy by the initials OBJ. It's a T.Y. T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y.
So here he comes. Can we get the T.Y. now in Dallas doing the T.Y.? There you go, man.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Do you need T.Y.?
Huh?
Do you need him?
Why not?
Let me just say this. T.Y. Hilton, if you're going to sign him, you sign him to take on the Houston Texans because he owns them like Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. They're too late. Yeah. You sign him last week and you wouldn't have had to pull that out of your orifice.
But you know what, guys? I learned more about the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday coming back to win that game than I did they beat the crap out of the Vikings or when they beat the crap out of the Colts. Okay. Like, you learn more. You can say, okay, but it's true. You learn more about this team, how they respond. Like,
you know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like me watching Michigan getting their ass kicked by Ohio State and saying, you know what? I love my children. It's a beautiful blue sky.
But you
it's
lost a great, to Ohio like, State. The game.
Knock on wood that I have my health. No. You want to kick people's ass. You want the Cowboys to be the team that beats the
Rich,
Vikings.
Kick ass every week.
Playoffs if you do that.
You, man.
It's bad.
You responding to like, well, the grease board is in danger after it was no longer in danger, not at the moment where they
phone in my hand waiting for you to text me during that in time? No. I wasn't on my phone. I was watching the game.
This guy's got 15 screens. He's got nothing to do except sit on his screen.
Got a lot of phones.
I got a phone. How is that a lot of phones?
Here we go.
What are you guys talking about?
T.Y. Hilton signing mean for Odell Beckham? Does this mean that the Cowboys are out of the Odell Beckham game?
Yes.
Are they like Kramer putting the money on the table saying, I'm out?
I think so.
This is Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan in the Metroplex today.
Of course, we wouldn't have been interested in Odell had he not had the kind of talent that certainly can last to the spring, so to speak. But I think it's fair to say that he's a outstanding receiver. He's not ready to play today. That's important. But he will be ready come spring. He's a receiver that I think would fit any team. I want to easily say there's going to be continued interest in Odell.
But is it safe to say he won't be on this year's version of the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I wouldn't go that far if you'll include the playoffs.
If you include the playoffs.
The plot thickens.
Would they really sign him and throw him out in his first game against the Panthers or the Bucks in Carolina or Tampa? Would they really do that?
So Jerry signs Odell for one game? That's weird.
Wow, that's pretty rude, don't you think?
Rude?
Sorry, it was right there.
The first ever one-and-done contract in the history of the NFL?
I mean, it was right there for me to slam.
All right, there you go.
I don't think Odell plays for Dallas this year.
Odell's not signing anywhere else. There's four games left, and he basically either can't physically do it, or you heard what he said on the shop, that I have no interest in doing it.
Well, I mean, another sign, Rich, that he may not be going anywhere, Buffalo brings back Cole Beasley to the practice squad.
Well, everybody's got to make plans if he says if he's either A, not ready, or B, unwilling. Got to make plans. But I'll tell you what, you know who's not Odell? T.Y. Hilton or Cole Beasley. Those are interesting stopgaps or usage.
Let's put some respect on T.Y. Hilton, though. Yeah, I mean, you got a four-time Pro Bowler, man. He's got six. What's he got? What's his receiving? 600 career catches, almost 10,000 yards.
I'm a big fan of them all. A big fan
of who?
Of T.Y. Hilton. Oh. And Cole Beasley. You know, he and I go way back to Jerry Jones's.
I'm not sure what
party. You know, in Canton, Ohio, and then after that. Kind of went our separate ways.
A little bit. But he played football recently.
I mean, I'm not.
I mean, Odell hasn't played.
Come on, man.
What do we come on in? You got a guy who's healthy.
Yes.
Opposed to a guy who's not.
Yes.
You got a guy who.
Why are we acting like
when T.Y. Hilton had Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton was a perennial pro bowler. Like,
T.Y. was nice.
Okay.
He was great.
Okay.
I don't think neither guy is moving the needle whether you're a Super Bowl team or not. But
if they need somebody, those are guys to have.
They're warm bodies.
Meanwhile, who are the Giants signing? Who are they signing? I think that ship sailed for Odell.
Does Plaxico have the Giants. Any Plex. Thank.
That was funny last night with Eli talking about the helmet catch. Simmons was on the pod.
I saw that. I didn't see any of it.
Didn't Simmons swear off the Patriots and swear off of football at one point? Was that him? No? on him?
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, wait, Peyton and Eli are so hilarious together.
They're great. It's a great watch.
It's the brother dynamic. Just when those two pick on each other.
That's great.
It's amazing.
It's fun. It was another fun watch last night. Thanks for taking in this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Greatly appreciate everybody hanging out with us today. J.K. Dobbins is on tomorrow's program.
Hey.
Maybe he's coming in to thank you for your belief in him and his fantasy value.
That would be great.
Brother Jefferson did try to put you guys down.
Could be that.
That was nice.
Another valiant member of the Ohio State Buckeyes calling in to talk with me and potentially get some.
He had nothing to do with it. I mean, why are you trying to just throw a stray at J.K. Dobbins?
I'm not throwing.
He throws strays at me every day. So why
he's trying to get ready for his matchup this week. They're gonna have a third string quarterback.
Chris, I meant by get some. I meant fascinating questions that elicit terrific answers.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
That
Chris.
The Roku and radio listening audience will enjoy. That's what I meant by some. What did you mean by some?
Rich, I'm going to throw out a scenario for you that you are not going to like. What if Ohio State wins the national championship this year?
I know. It would be
I brought it up a few weeks ago.
Oh, I mean, the door's open. The door's open for a major clapback.
What if you get routed by TCU and Ohio State wins the whole thing?
Oh,
then what?
I would not prefer.
Are you done talking for like a decade again?
I'm taking Twitter off my phone. He still beat Ohio State.
Who cares?
I got to take it off. You lost
the war.
Honestly.
Not really, because the people who that matters to, that game is what matters.
A national title?
What sport did you tweet about how your school is now into right now?
Shout out to the Syracuse men's soccer team. They won the national championship last night in penalty kicks. It was awesome. Congratulations to the fellas.
That's great.
You watched it?
I did.
That's great.
The penalty kicks.
J.K. Dobbins is on tomorrow's show.
Got to win.
Cinqua Walls, the actor, will be here in studio. And we'd love for you to be joining us as well right here on the program, here on the Roku channel and more. We're back to wrap up this show on Roku. And for everyone else listening, let's chat Wednesday, shall we?
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain. On 83 Weeks.
You're either growing or you're dying. I think it would be hard to recreate the kind of growth that WCW experienced between 95 and 98. This audience should be growing. The characters should be coming more, and they're not. Everybody's gradually losing audience. Now, people will say, well, but AEW is 15% ahead of where they were last year. But there's variables there. Let's see where we're at a year from now.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.